文是在尼希米书第一章
Chapter 1 verses 1 to 11
从第一节到第十一节
You can follow along in your bulletins or in your Bibles
你可以读你可以看着这个在程序单上面的这些经文
The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanai, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, Those who survived the exile are back in the province, and are back in the province, are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there. And bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling place for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was a cupbearer to the king. And in chapter 6, verses 15 to 16, it reads, So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. When all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence, because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早。
To God be the glory. We gather here to worship Him today.
愿荣耀归于神。我们今天在这个地方一起来敬拜他。
This is the seventh sermon into this church expansion series.
这是我们在这个扩堂计划当中的七个讲道系列当中的最后的结束。
I believe God still have a message for us.
我相信神仍然对我们有一个信息。
So you will not hear the summary of the past six sermons.
所以我们今天我们会有一个大概的一个总结。
啊，不会。啊，对。We will not.
Okay, 今天我们不会有一个总结。
Couple days ago, as I meditate on what to share with you, my dear brother and sister, this morning, I come across a slogan.
几天以前呢，当我在思想要怎么样跟大家分享什么样的信息的时候，在我心里面有这样一个口号。
This slogan is extremely thought-provoking to me.
这个口号呢，对我来说是有很多的让我有很多思想的余地。
Listen carefully, that's what it says.
让我们细心的听。
Have you seen the elephant yet?
你看见那个大象没有？
So, out of curiosity, of course I don't know what this slogan implies, I asked my daughter.
当然我不知道他的意思是什么，所以我就问我的女儿说这什么意思。
She was somewhere between the X generation and baby buster generation.
她是属于两代中间的那个比较新潮的年轻人。
But to my disappointment, she told me, Father, I do not know.
但是呢我也很失望，因为她告诉我她竟然不晓得什么意思。
So I turned the question around to another brother I trust very much.
所以我就在用同样的问题问另外一位我很信任的弟兄。
He represents the baby boomer and also the builder.
他也是属于那个比较长一辈 的这个弟兄的这个年代的人。
Builder is 65 above, baby boomer is 45 to 64.
45岁以上甚至于到65岁以上的人。
So you can guess how old is my brother.
所以你就知道我这弟兄 他都多大年纪。
So I asked him, Pastor Bill.
所以我问他说 Pastor Bill,
tell me, what do you understand, how do you understand this slogan?
请你告诉我这个口号什么意思。
Oh, Mr. Smart, Pastor Bill said, hey, very simple.
他说很简单。
This means that, how can you not see the thing so big?
他说你怎么能够看不到那个这么大一个东西。
If an elephant is right in front of you, you cannot see it.
如果一个大象就在你的眼前的话，你难道你看不见吗？
That's exactly what he told me.
那这是他跟我讲的意思。
But then, as I continue to do some research,
但是当我继续做一些研究的时候
I'm very sad to tell you, Pastor Bill, what you told me is not right.
我很可惜，我要告诉你说，原来告诉我的话是不是正确的。
Actually, this slogan was used around 100 years ago during the gold rush time.
原来这个口号呢，是大概在100年前呢，当这个美国的淘金的热正在盛行的时候所用的口号。
In order to encourage the folk to sacrifice the comfort and the security of their home to join the team to the West, they create this slogan.
为了要能够鼓励这群大家住在自己家里面很舒适安逸的生活，能够愿意拾起这个牺牲 的精神，到西部去淘金，所以我们就创了这个口号。
To see the elephant means that something you never see before.
说要看到大象，表示你会看到一些你从来没有看过的东西。
Because in order to see this something that you never see before, it deserves all the sacrifice.
那为了要看到这个从来看不见的东西，所以我们需要自己做一些正确的所必要的牺牲。
You want to see the elephant? Are you ready for the sacrifice? That's what it means.
你要看到那个大象的话，就问你是否愿意做其中的牺牲。
Our building project is not an elephant.
那我们的这个矿堂的这个工程并不是一个大象。
It's much more bigger than an elephant.
是超越一个大象。
It has more value than an elephant.
而且也超越大象所代表的价值。
But it also deserves every part of us to make sure this project will be successful.
但是它也需要我们一切的努力来让这个工程这个计划能够成功。
Because this is a kingdom project.
因为这是一个国度的施工。
It is a project that has been assigned by God to us to complete.
这是神所差给我们的一个施工让我们来完成的。
Not for our self-seek glory, but for His glory.
不是为了我们自己来寻求自己的荣耀，而是为了要寻求神的荣耀。
Not to expand our own turf, but expand His turf.
也不是为了要扩展我们自己的影响势力范围，而是要扩展神的势力范围。
Let us commit ourselves to make sure by the grace of God, it will come to be successful.
所以让我们彼此委身，向神委身，让这个工程计划能够得到成功。
I know a few of you have came to me in the past few months, sincerely asked me a few questions.
我知道我们当中有些人，他们曾经在过去一个月当中来和我有一些交谈，他们很诚恳地提出他们的看法。
Pastor, do you believe that this project will be very costly?
他们说牧师啊 你真的相信这个工程是这么样子的昂贵吗、
Yes, it costs us $3 million.
我说真的是因为它是需要花费300万的美金。
But the sincerity comes from this group of brothers, sisters, a few of them only, they are not talking about the cost of $3 million.
但这一小群的弟兄姐妹他们当他们以诚恳的心来看这些工程的时候并不单单只看到那其中的300万元。
In fact, they came with good intent.They have full support to this project, but they have a concern.
而是他们是完全的支持这个计划，但是呢，他们也是他们完全支持，但是他们仍然有所忧虑。
They believe the cost ahead of us will be great.
他们相信在其中我们要付上的代价是大的。
Not because of the $3 million.
不单是这三百万元。
The cost is the spiritual cost.
而是其中背后的这个属灵上的代价。
The battle we will encounter in the days ahead.
因为在背后我们在属灵上面会有一些特别的所遇见的征战。
It will be costly.
那这些征战也会要求我们付上重大的代价。
Out of maybe some of, out of their own experience maybe.
也许根据我们自己个人的经验。
As we recalled, around 12-14 years ago, when we start the first floor project,
我记得当我们要开在差不多要13年、14年以前，当我们要开始我们三楼的那些工程的时候
，It is a much smaller project compared to the one that we're going to build, including the inflation indexing everything at in.
当时那个工程比我们今天所要所面临的这个扩堂的工程是实际上是比较小一些。
But that is a costly project.
但是那个工程让我们付上了重大的代价。
I remember one day and a group of deacons.Get together in the sanctuary in the morning.
我记得有一天，早晨，我们一群执事在教堂的正堂的礼拜堂里面。
They sit where Chun Wei and Sean sit in the first two rows.
他们就坐在康纯伟姐妹他们这个所坐的这个椅子上面。
Some of them kneel down and pray.
有的人跪下来祷告。
Some of them cry when they pray.
有的人在祷告的时候流眼泪。
They're asking God to help the church.
他们求神来帮助教会。
Don't let this project.Diminish his good name in this community.
不要让这个工程能够羞辱他在这个社区的名。
On and off, the couple of years struggle is very intensive.
实际上，这么多年来呢，过去那个工程的那几年，我们是有许多的挣扎。
Some brothers and sisters make a decision to leave the church.
有一些弟兄姐妹，他们也决定在那段时间离开教会。
But majority of us choose to stay in the church.
但是我们大部分人留下来。
By faith, trusting God.
我们借着信心，我们仰望神。
All kinds of sacrifice as God demands, we're willing to follow.
无论神要求我们什么样子的牺牲，我们都愿意继续的来持守。
Few years passed, the church was built. The building was built.
几年以后呢，我们这个工程就结，后来这个工程就结束。
In return, it's not just an additional building that we have.
我们后来所得着的不单只是有一个更多的场地。
In fact, as I look back, that I see that God have using that process to develop our spiritual life and of the church and every one of us in the process.
实际上，当我回过头来看的时候，我相信在这个过程当中，神使用它让我们的灵命得到长进。
And this church continue to grow.
那这个教会就继续的长进。
Continue to impact the community.
继续的增长，继续在这个社区有它的影响。
And by God's grace, that experience may bring forth a lot of different kind of growth that somehow as we sit down and reflect on it, we will then see the fruit of that struggle.
那也是因为神的缘故，我们当我们在回头思想的时候，我们在其中看到神帮助我们，让我们从间有所成长。
So as a few brothers and sisters shared with me, I said, yes, I concur with you. The road ahead will be costly.
所以当弟兄姐妹跟我分享的时候，我就说我与你，我同意你的看法，因为在我们的面前，这个道路并不是容易的。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
因为这是一个属灵的征战。
In this process, we need to grow in the spirit in order to make full use of the project, even though it will be complete in 3 years.
在这个过程当中，我们必须要有属灵的增长，好让我们能够完全的使用这个新盖好的这个建筑物。
We are not investing our time and ourselves and our resource just into a building or make of brick and cement.
所以我们不是单单的把我们自己的时间、金钱投资在一个建筑物上而已。
We are in the process of building the kingdom of God, asking God to use us.
而是我们在这个过程当中，我们投资在于神自己的国度，用求神来使用我们。
In any kingdom-minded project,
在任何一个国度观的有这个国度胸怀的工程当中
，we have to anticipate this kind of challenge.
我们都相信会有这一类的挑战。
Actually, today I would like to share with you the story of Nehemiah.
实际上，今天我想要跟大家分享有关于尼希米的他的故事。
What he had encountered and how God had worked through him should be an encouragement to us.
尼希米他所经历的，还有神怎么样借着他来完成的工，应该是成为我们众人的鼓励。
As we look at the life of Nehemiah and what he had done.That his life and what he had done bear a lot of similarity to all of us here.
当我们看到尼希米他的生平以及他所做的工作，我们会觉得跟我们自己的处境有很多相似的地方。
Nehemiah is a first generation Jew born in a foreign country, Persia.
尼希米呢，他是第三代的移民，他住在当时的波斯王国。
Just like many of us are either immigrant ourselves or children, grandchildren.From immigrant family.
就好像我们很多人当中，我们有的人是自己是移民，或者是我们是移民的儿女，或者是我们是移民的孙儿女。
God bless Nehemiah very much. He become the cupbearer actually is the political advisor of the Persian king.
神祝福尼西米在当地的施工，那他也成为那当时国王的酒政，也就是他国王的一个顾问。
Similarly, likewise, God also bless many of you.
那也同样的，神祝福你们。
And Nehemiah, even though he was into the third generation living outside Judah, but his heart and his spirit is all very much cohesive with the agenda of Yahweh, his God.
尼西米虽然他 是第三代的移民，住在离犹大地很远的地方，但是他的心仍然维系，仍然纪念神在犹大地的工作。
I know for sure many of you have the heart for God. That's why you come to this church.
我也相信我们中间很多人，你是也同样为神有很大的热心。
As much as Nehemiah want to see the will of God complete.You all want to see the will of God complete in our midst.
那是因为那就是因此你来这个教会。尼西米他如何的盼望神的工作能够得到完成？我相信你也有同样的盼望，希望神的工作得到完成。
When God allowed Nehemiah to see the desperate situation, in Jerusalem, when the wall was broken, the temple was not completely built, so no worship were being conducted.God also allowed us to see the similar thing.
当神让尼西米看到在犹大地那个荒凉的光景，那些城墙受到毁灭，那个圣殿的需要，以及种种这方面的需要，我相信神也让我们众人看到类似的需要在我们这个社区当中。
God allowed us to see our community in Jesus.
神让我们让我们看到在这个社区当中，耶稣基督得到荣耀。
God allow us and affirm us that He can use us.To address this need.
神也让我们看到他可以使用我们来达成这个目标。
God allow us to full use our facility, but with great potential ahead of us that we need to address.
神也让我们能够看到我们能够需要完全使用神给我们这些空间，但是让我们也看到我们希望面对未来的事工，我们有同样的负担。
So in the past month, God has given us a vision. God has given us a plan.A vision and a plan.
所以在过去的这段时间，神给我们一个意象，神也给我们一个计划。
Also, as the story of Nehemiah unfolds, when he take up this important assignment from God, he encountered a lot of challenges and difficulties.
当尼西米他的经历慢慢开始发展出来的时候，我们看到他也经历了许多在其中所有的那些困难和阻拦。
As a problem unfolds.But the help of God, the grace of God, the protection of God also unfold.
当这些问题一个一个出现的时候，神在其中的帮助，神在其中的保守和神在其中的带领也一个一个都浮现出来。
Our process just started.
所以这个过程刚刚开始。
We will anticipate some challenge and difficulty ahead.
我相信我们也会在可见的未来，我们也会面临很多不同的问题。
But I assure God's grace, God's mighty power will be also unfolding as the problem and other challenge encounter us.
但是我确信神的帮助、神的带领和神的大能也会在我们中间展现出来。
As you see, as Nehemiah continues to grow, his growth impacts this group of Jewish people in Jerusalem. They all grow.
那我们看到，当尼西米他不断在这个过程当中成长的时候，他的成长也影响到当时住在犹大地这些犹太人。他们灵命上的成长。
I believe as some of us already pick up this vision, many of us, many of you will follow, and then we all will grow together.
我相信我们中间很多人已经有这样的同样的意向，但是在以后的日子当中，我们会同心的，大家一起的在其中来成长。
Let us review what are some of the challenge and difficulty Nehemiah, need to encounter.
让我们大家一起来思想尼西米他在这个过程当中他所遇到的困难是哪些。
The first problem is because he's 1,000 miles away from the place that God will send him to build the wall.
他首要的困难是因为他所居住的地方离当时的那个工程的地方是有将近1000里的路程。
He doesn't know the people there.
他不认识当地的人。
The people there doesn't know him.
当地的人也不认识他。
Oh, thank God, this is not our problem. We're all here. We know one another.
我们感谢神，这不是我们的问题。我们大家都在这个地方，我们都彼此的互相认识。
The second problem the Nehemiah faced is the Persian king that he served is the one that had passed a law not to build the wall.
那第二个问题是，当时呢，他所侍奉的这个国王，实际上是一个不愿意帮助当地环境的重建的这个的一个国王。
Oh, thank God, we don't have this problem.
那我们也感谢神。
President Bush did not pass a law to stop us build the church.
我们也感谢神，因为像布希总统，他没有通过任何的法律来禁止教会做任何的建堂的工作。
Problem number three.
第三个问题。
Nehemiah, even though he has the heart, he doesn't have the resource to build the church. Build the wall.
尼希米他虽然他有这样子的负担来建立这个工程，但是他没有这些资源来做这样的工作。
No resource at all, nothing.
他没有任何的资源。
But he has to build the wall. The job is much bigger than our building.
但他需要建立耶路撒冷的城墙，这个工作比我们所要盖一个建筑物还要更加的浩大。
So we thank God, no matter how we think about ourselves.I believe we still have some resource. We thank God for that.
但我们感谢神，因为我们虽然我们面临的工程也是非常浩大，但至少我们有一些我们看得见的一些资源。
In light of all this odd again Nehemiah, you know what he can do?
那看到尼希米他所面临的这么多的困难，你知道尼希米做了些什么事呢？
He humbled himself. He prayed.
他自己谦卑下来，然后他祷告。
You know, if the vision is from God.God will have a solution. Even humanly speaking, he have no solution. What the solution is?
如果意象是从神而来，神有他自己解决的方法，神会带领我们。
So in Nehemiah chapter 1, it said the month of Kiev. Kiev is November. And then he prayed for 4 months. Because in chapter 2, verse 1, the month of Nisan is February. So he prayed for 4 months.
所以在尼希米书第一章里面呢，第一节讲到说他从基斯流月开始就开始祷告，一直到第二章第一节讲到了尼撒月，这是当他祷告结束的时候。
And then we see God then bring the solution after 4 months.
在这个四个月的祷告的时间当中，神就带给他解决的方法。
Before I continue explore the.What is the solution? Let me share with you one testimony. It just happened a couple of days ago, Sunday evening, just a couple, 7 days ago.
在我们在继续来看圣经的经文之前呢，我跟大家分享一下我在上个星期所经历的一个见证。
Sunday evening, Pastor Bill, myself, and with a couple of brothers, we have a simple fellowship lunch in the church.
上个星期天呢，Pastor Bill还有我还有一些别的弟兄姐妹，我们在中午的时候有一点点分享的这个午餐的时间。
And evening lunch, evening actually dinner. And one of the brother, he start to cry.
我们是其实上是吃晚餐，但在这个晚餐的过程当中，有一位弟兄开始哭泣。
Very passionately share, and I think the cry is a natural response. The tear come out from him.
这个是一个很诚心的一个眼泪。
He said, I'm so worried, I'm so happy that God bring me to this church, but I'm so worried because I think this church do not pray enough.
我深高兴神带领我到这个教会，他说，但是我觉得我恐怕这个教会祷告的不够。
And now we are encountering this important project. Our church is in the crossroad.
那当我们在这个十字路口上面临了这样的工程的时候，
And we don't pray enough.
我发现我们并没有足够的祷告。
There will be endless problem.Ahead of us, the problem will overwhelm us.
我们有这么多的问题，这么多的困难，他们在我们的面前。
The problem may even divide our church.
有些问题甚至于可能会让我们有感到分裂的可能。
In one sense, this brother is extremely sincere. I thank him.
所以这位弟兄他是非常的诚心的提出这样的
忧虑。
所以我感谢他。
I believe I need to pray more. Everyone need to pray more.
而且我也相信我必须要更加勤奋的祷告。我们每一个人都需要更加的勤奋祷告。
Because this is a spiritual battle, not by our might, but by God's might. Not by our resource, but God's resource.
因为这是一个属灵的征战，不是靠着我们力量，而是靠神的力量；也不是靠着我们的资源，乃是靠神的资源。
So in one sense, I thank this brother, his sincerity and his reminder.
所以我真是感谢这位弟兄，他的诚心，他的诚恳的态度，以及他在其中的这个提醒。
And I commit myself to pray more.
那我就自己委身，愿意更多的祷告。
Additional 15 minutes per day for the church, especially for this project, for the leadership that involved in this project.
每天增加15分钟，为这个教会，为这个工程，为教会的带领和同工来祷告。
But after the meeting, as I drove home, suddenly God gave me another insight about this. reminder.
可是在这个聚会结束以后呢，在这个聚餐结束以后，我开车回家，突然有看到另外一幅光景。
By you, I was not discouraged by this brother. In fact, I thank him for his reminder.
我当然我不是因为这个弟兄所说的话让我感到觉得很沮丧，反而我是感谢他对我的提醒。
But as I driving home on Lowland Expressway, God suddenly let me see something different.
但是当我开车在长岛公路的时候，神让我看到另外一幅景象。
I remember Monday morning when I come, I always see the Spanish brother, always a few committed men praying in the church.
我记得每个礼拜一的早晨，当我到教会的时候，我们总是有一群西班牙文堂的弟兄姐妹在那里祷告。
And Tuesday night, I can hang in with a couple of English brothers and sisters, on and off some pastoral staff. We all pray together.
星期二,
every Tuesday.
星期二,
rain or shine, even the snow come, we pray.
星期二的晚上，我们每一个礼拜二晚上，我们看到Ken Hagen 他带领一群弟兄姐妹，英文堂弟兄姐妹，在这里很忠实的给纪念教会借着祷告。
And every Wednesday night, rain or shine, the Chinese congregation, the Spanish congregation come here to pray.
礼拜三的时候，不论是白晴天下雨，中文堂弟兄姐妹，还有西班牙文堂弟兄姐妹，也来到教会有祷告会。
And one of the choir members told me, "Chun Wei, make sure the choir pray before they practice." Oh, I was so amazed that you guys are praying. No wonder you sing so good. Same for Tony too.
那我相信我也知道这个我们的音乐同工在开始音乐服事之前，他们也有一起祷告的时间。
And every Sunday morning.Every Sunday morning,
每一个早晨，每一个星期天早上
，Before the worship start,
在我们的这主日崇拜之前的时候
，The Spanish brother sister pray have a prayer meeting, the prayer gathering. The English congregation brother sister right before the Sunday school has a prayer gathering. The Chinese brother and sister, including all the co-worker, pray before the worship.
每一个星期天的早晨，西班牙文堂的弟兄姐妹他们在聚会之前祷告。中文堂弟兄姐妹祷告，英文堂弟兄 姐妹他们也在聚会之前也祷告。
We have a lot of prayer warrior in our church.
我们教会是有许多的祷告勇士。
We have a lot of prayer musketeer protecting the church.
我们有许多的祷告的勇士在我们当中。
Oh, once I looked at this, maybe, yes, maybe. This is the good news we should tell the brother and sister, not with an arrogant spirit that we pray too much, but remind that they are brother and sister praying for the church.
但当我一旦我看到的时候，我就想到，也许我应该跟弟兄姐妹来提醒，不是用一个很骄傲的心态来说，但是呢，也让大家也提醒大家，在教会里面是有一群弟兄姐妹不断的有恒的为教会来祷告。
I mean, in the days ahead, God will protect us. God will supply the resource.
在未来的日子当中，神会保护我们，神会给我们足够的资源。
So that this process, our faith will be strengthened.
所以在这个过程当中，我们的信心能够得到坚立。
This coming 3 years is a discipleship years.
所以在未来这三年当中，应该是我们受到门徒栽培的这三年。
Someone like Jesus Christ discipled the disciple. Now, Jesus is discipled all of you in this coming 3 years so that we have enough faith.To face up to the challenge ahead.
好像当年耶稣基督他这个栽培他十二个门徒一样，今天我们每一个人在这未来三年当中也受到主的栽培，好让我们的灵命能够得到成长，能够一旦我们有新的建筑物的时候，我们能够接受新的属灵上的挑战。
So this 3 years of preparation is as important or even more important.When the time comes, we have the building, then we plan other ministry. It is very important, this 3 years.
所以这三年的过程当中是如此的重要，就好像这当我们一旦我们有建筑物以后，我们所要发展的事工一样的重要。
Now, Nehemiah pray, go back to the story, then what happened in chapter 2?
那我们看尼希米记的，我们看第二章的时候继续看下去，你知道发生什么事吗？
The king come to Nehemiah.
那这个国王就对尼希米说
，The king initiated the process. Can you believe it?
这个国王主动的来找尼希米。
The king
真是难以令人相信。
The king is the one say no more. Now the king is the one start the process.
这个国王以前是持有一个反对态度的，今天呢，他突然就说让我们开始这个过程吧。
And in chapter 2 verse 6, the king willing to commission Nehemiah to go to take up this project.
所以这个国王他愿意差派尼希米到耶路撒冷来做这个工程。
The king took the initiation, to provide a visa for Nehemiah to go through the different land in order to reach Jerusalem.
好像当这个国王他起了这个定义的时候，他就给尼希米一切的方便，就好像今天给他不同的签证，好让他回到耶路撒冷一样。
They can even send his guard to protect Nehemiah, so they make sure he's safe on his way.
他甚至于差派自己的卫士来保护他一路能够平安的到达耶路撒冷。
And ultimately, they can even provide the material to build the wall.
那最终呢，这个国王他也预备了这些不同的建筑材料给尼希米来建筑这个城墙。
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord.
因为这个国王的心实际上是在于神的手中。
And、he direct it like a little water blow whatever he pleases.
也正是如此，他带领国王的心就好像水在这个渠道当中来流转一样。
Our Almighty God, when He started process, no one can stop it.
我们强而有力的主，当他一旦开始的时候，没有任何人能够在其中做阻挡的工作。
Other than the job will be accomplished, but the faith of the worker will be also build up.
不但这个工程能够得到完成，并且在这过程当中，这些其中的做工的这些人的信心也能够因此得到建立。
So as when Nehemiah arrived at Jerusalem to start the work, he need a lot of faith. He need a lot of assurance in order to carry out the project.
所以当尼希米他要到耶路撒冷的时候，他需要很多神给他的保证，让他能够开展这个事工。
Even more so is a group of Jewish people there, they have no faith, they have nothing, they're second class citizens. You have to build them up in order to accomplish the project.
因为在当地的那一群犹太人呢，他们是小信的一群人，他们是当地的二等公民，需要建立他们的信心才能够开展这个建筑城墙的工作。
If the life of Nehemiah cannot convey this kind of faith, if the life of Nehemiah cannot demonstrate God is at work, how can this group of faithless Jew can be built up to build the project.
如果尼希米他的生命不能够彰显出神在背后的力量的话，他怎么能够带动这群小信的人，让他们一起来建筑，来完成神伟大的工作。
And also Nehemiah not just have to build up the group of Jewish people there, he also has to face up to endless attack from group after group of enemies.
尼希米也不单单是他要建立这一群犹太人来完成神的工作，他还要带领他们面对那些外族对他们有不断的侵扰和攻击。
From chapter 2 to chapter 4, at least four group of people from different tribes, they gather together to attack and to ridicule Nehemiah.
从第二章一直到第四章，至少有四群外族人，他们用不同的方式，用讥笑或者用不同的方式来做其中阻挡的事情。
They threaten Nehemiah and the Jewish people. They ridicule them, and ultimately they even gang up, using violence, using attack, to defer their project.
他们威胁他们，他们讥笑他们，并且他们甚至于运用暴力来阻止他们在其中建城墙的工作。
The only defense Nehemiah is the faith of God.
尼希米他所能够做的抵抗，唯有依靠向神的信心。
And because by faith he gravitated all these Jewish people not to give up.
因为他借着信心，他能够带动这群犹太人，让他们不要放弃。
And by faith, this group of Jewish people, they all willing to sacrifice. The Bible say that the job was non-stop to the point that they even don't take off their clothes so that they can speed up the process.
也因着信心，所以这群犹太人他们愿意以牺牲性的服侍来完成这个工作。圣经上特别还讲到，他们其中甚至于有的人不愿意换上衣服，因为他们要一鼓作气把整个工作做完。
Actually, other than the enemy from outside, from other racial group, Nehemiah also encounter enemy within the Jewish people.
除了外在的这些攻击以外，在他们犹太人本身，他也有内在里面的问题。
Right at the moment when Nehemiah started the project, they encounter first a famine.
在这个工程要开始之前的时候，他们就发现原来在当地正有一个饥荒。
Someone like we start this building project. And then all the economy is warning us, recession is coming, recession is coming.
好像我们正要开始这个扩堂的工程的时候，突然的在这个市面上的这些新闻就告诉我们说，好像经济的衰退已经来到我们当中一样。
Right at the moment, when these bad news come, and within this Jewish brother and sister, there are still a lot of them, maybe a number of them, pretty self-centered, pretty selfish.
但在这个过程当中，在这个环境当中，犹太人中间还是有一些人，他们也许还是非常的自私，还是非常的自我中心。
They are either have official status as the rulers, or maybe they still is belong to the wealthy group, you know. They want to take advantage of the situation, take advantage of this poor and suffering brother and sister.
这群人，他们中间有的人是做官的，有的人是那些有钱的。这些有钱有势的人，他们正好利用这个机会，甚至于因此呢，他们压榨他们自己的同胞。
The poor brother and sister may have to subject their children to slavery in order to get some money to buy food.
那这些贫穷的这些犹太人，他们有的甚至要把他们自己儿女卖给别人，当作奴隶，好因此得到一些财务上面的一些回报。
Slave their children to this rich brother and sister in order to get money to buy food to pay tax.
他们把他们的小孩子卖给这些有钱有势的这些犹太人，当作奴仆的时候，好让因此他们有一些收入，能够付国王所要求的税。
This selfish attitude definitely will destroy the unity.
这一群这个很自私的，这群带领的这群很自私有钱有势的人，他们成为这个他们中间彼此合一的这个重要的破坏的人。
Nehemiah have only one choice.
所以尼希米他只有一个机会，他只有一个选择。
He go along with these rich, powerful people, believing that they are the one to give, and don't care about this unjust.Practice.
也许他是 要跟这一群有钱有势的人打交道，跟他们一伙，因为他们是唯一好像能够给他一些金钱资源的人。
No, by faith, Nehemiah refused to do that.
但是尼希米借着信心，他反对，他拒绝做这样的事。
He believed that God has been helping him all this time. God is the one will protect him, and God is the one will give him the resource.
他相信在过去神是怎么样带领他，所以神是神要给他足够的资源，神是要给他足够的力量。
Interesting, when he willing to confront this rich and powerful but unjust Jewish folk that suppress the poor and the weak, those rich and powerful one repent.
很有意思的是，当他愿意正面的去面对这群有钱有势不义的这群犹太人的时候，这群人竟然开始悔改。
They didn't pack their bag and go. They repent and they contribute.
他们并没有说他们把自己全部都打包以后然后就离开，反而他们悔改。
And Nehemiah also sacrificed whatever resource he has in order to set a model as an example to all the brothers and sisters, including the rich and the unjust few.
尼希米他也把他自己的资源能够奉献出来，也因此他能够做一个典范，做一个模范，好让这些有钱有势的人也能够向他来学习。
Because Nehemiah know God.
因为尼希米他认识神。
He has seen what God has done.
他已经看到过神所做的事。
He is trying every way and means to let all the brothers and sisters, the poor and the rich, so that they will also see God, see the action of God.
他做任何可能的事情来让他们这群弟兄姐妹，这群人，他们能够看到神的作为。
When this group of Jewish people, when they see God, their heart change.
当这群犹太人他们看到神的时候，他们的心就改变了。
I hope all of you will see God in this process.
我也盼望我们所有的人都能够在这个过程当中看见神。
Because God is now working in our midst.
因为神他在我们当中来工作。
God has let us see the vision.
我们求神让我们能够看到他的意象。
God has let us to see the need.
我们求神让我们能够看到这社区的需要。
God even give us the wisdom to have a workable plan.
神也给我们这智慧，让我们看到他自己的计划。
Many brothers and sisters have been praying.
很多弟兄姐妹在为这些事情来祷告。
Many of us already have the faith.
我们这些很多人中间已经有很多很强烈的信心。
I hope this faith is contagious.
但是我盼望这个信心能够持续下去。
Many of us have already demonstrated that we are willing to sacrifice for God.
那有很多人在我们当中有很多人也已经表现出他们愿意为了神的缘故做出种种的牺牲。
I hope this common attitude, this sacrificial spirit for God.Will be very contagious.
所以我盼望这样子的态度能够传染给我们所有的会众。
As much as Nehemiah can change this feeble and weak self-centered Jewish people, we believe that among us, we don't have that many of these kind of brothers and sisters, but together we will grow.
就好像尼西米，他能够因为他的作为，他的事工，他能够影响这群，他能够改变这群有钱有势，或者是那些小信的这些犹太人。我们也盼望借着这个过程，我们弟兄姐妹大家一起能够成长。
So far, I never hear one voice.
到现在，我从来没有听过所说的。
He said, Pastor, today when you start build the church, I will resign from membership.
说牧师，当你开始建这个工程的时候，我就会离开这个教会，不成为教会的会员。
Instead, I get 350, 400 positive support from all of you. Say, let's go for it.
相反呢，我们有300-400个弟兄姐妹的会友，大家说，我们一起，我们来把这个工作做好。
Let us go for it.
所以让我们大家一同来努力。
Let us execute our faith. That God.In the process, we'll strengthen our faith.
让我们借着信心，我们一同来做这个工程。相信过这个过程，神也会继续坚固我们的信心。
Any hardship or advice will be used by God based on Romans 8:28. Turn around for our benefit, so that we will grow.
那在这个过程当中，我们任何东西的困难，神根据罗马书第八章，都会让我们看到这些困难都会转变成为祝福。
You want to grow in Christ? Join me, join the other pastor, commit ourselves.Make sure that in the process, our faith will be strengthened.
你如果想要增长的话，你就大家，我们大家就一同联合，跟牧师，跟大家一起，我们来长进。我们在这个过程当中，我们灵命得到长进。
Together, let us defeat every scheme from the evil one.
让我们大家在一起，我们打倒所有罪恶对我们的攻击。
Let's ask God by faith. God, I want to see your glory here.
让我们一同，我们借着信心跟神祷告说，主，我们想要看到你的荣耀。
I want to see your glory. God, show it to us.
我们要看到你的荣耀，让你彰显给我们看。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
，The wall needs 52 days to complete.
这个耶路撒冷的城墙呢，用了52天来建成。
God has somehow laid a plan in our heart, give us 3 years to complete this building project.
神似乎给我们至少给我们3年的时间来完成这个工程。
I hope it is not a coincidence. I do believe it's not a coincidence.But somehow God has reminded us that these 3 years, somewhat like Jesus discipled his disciple.
我相信这不是一个偶然的。这三年又好像耶稣基督当年他栽培呢他自己的门徒三年的时光一样。
God is now in the process to disciple you.
神要开始这个栽培我们做门徒的这段时间。
So when the time comes,
所以当时间到的时候
you all will be trained, you all will be ready.To encounter the big work ahead.
我们都会受到栽培，我们都会慢慢的成长，能够来迎接这个新的挑战。
Now you have seen what you're supposed to see.
现在你已经看到你所应该看到的。
You have heard the calling.
你已经听到了这个呼召。
We have a clear vision right in front of you.
我们在众人面前也有一个很明显的意向。
Are you willing to follow?
我们愿意来跟随吗？
If you're willing to follow, would you say Amen with me?
如果我们愿意的话，让我们一起说 Amen.
Let's say Amen.
我们说 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
愿神得到他的荣耀。
About 3 weeks ago, over 50 leaders turned in their pledge cards.
大概在三个星期以前，我们有超过50位教会的带领同工，他们把他们自己的任线卡能够交回给教会。
And the three-year total, as you know, was approximately $480,000.
那这三年中间的任线的数量，我们大家已经看到，大概是48万美金左右。
And now today it's your turn.
所以今天呢是你的机会。
Today is your opportunity to turn in your pledge cards.
今天是你的机会，你可以把你自己的任线卡能够交回。
And it's our hope that you have spent the last 7 weeks in prayer and spiritual consecration before God.
那我们也盼望在过去这七个礼拜当中，你借着祷告，并且在属灵上面的，你用一个圣洁的态度来看这件事。
It's our hope that your pledge is coming out of the overflow of your relationship with Christ.
我们也盼望这其中的所有的任线，是因为我们与基督的关系中间的满意，福杯满意所出来的表现。
It's our hope that your pledge represents faith and sacrifice and is above and beyond your regular giving.
我也盼望这个信心的任线是我们的对神的信心的表现，那能够超越我们一般我们的经常的奉献。
And then you'll have the exciting opportunity of watching God provide for you as you sacrificially give to His kingdom.
当我们用牺牲性的奉献来成交与神的时候, 我们也有这个机会能够看到神在我们当中是如何的满足我们日常生活的需要。
Your faith will be challenged in the next 3 years.
我们的信心在未来这三年当中是会受到挑战的。
Since we've made our pledge as a family,
既然我们以一个家庭的态度，我们来做信心的任现。
We've encountered a number of interesting opportunities in our family.
在牧师的家里当中，他们就看到了不同的神所做的不同的工作。
One of our kids will need braces.
其中有一个小孩，他就不需要牙齿里面做矫正。
A little noise in the front end of the van has turned into an expensive car repair.
那其中有一个车子，它的他们的车子其中一些的这个噪音呢，发现原来我们需要花更多的钱来修理。The
gutters and part of the roof have come off our house.
那我们在这个房子屋檐下面的这个排水管呢，我们也掉下来了，我们需要做修理。Refrigerator
is actually falling apart before our very eyes.
我们家的冰箱呢，也在我们众人的眼前呢，就坏了。And
I was given the opportunity to purchase season tickets for Shea Stadium this year.
那我今天我还有个机会能够买这个棒球赛的这个季票。We'll
have to do it out the fridge for a couple of years.
那我们如果去买的话，我们就没有办法买电冰箱了。And
what this just reminds me of is that God will give us the opportunity to trust Him to provide for us in the midst of all these kinds of mundane life experiences.
但这些东西就提醒我们在我们每天日常生活当中的种种的不同的需要里面，我们要继续的仰望神。
And I believe that God will enable all of us to remain faithful to the pledge that we're making today.
而且我也相信神会保守我们每一个人，让我们今天在神面前做任现的时候，神保守我们继续对他的信心。
So I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward.
所以我邀请我们的招待弟兄姐妹到前面来。
And before they pass the offering plates to collect your pledge envelopes, I'd like to pray for you.
那在他们开始收你的信心的任现卡之前的时候，我想要为你们先来祷告。Let's
bow our heads and unite our hearts in prayer.
让我们大家低头，我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you've given us this opportunity in this day to exercise faith and trust in you. Father, we thank you and we rejoice that you are a great and an amazing God, a God who promises to provide for His people. Father, we look forward to these next 3 years. As many pledge and make pledges of great sacrifice, we look forward to watching the many different ways that you will provide for us and care for us in the midst of this project. And Father, I ask, along with many others in this church, that you would bring forth from your people all the resources, all that we need to complete this project, that we might bring great glory to your name in this church, in this community, throughout our city, and throughout your great world. We pray that we would remain a faithful congregation to you. We pray that you would give us the faith to withstand whatever challenges or attacks that may come our way during this project. We pray that your faith and your spirit would sustain us, and that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.